This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
An Alabama state lawmaker considering banning all abortions in that state. Republican Representative Terry Collins announcing yesterday that she's filing legislation that would overturn Roe v. Wade, and she wants to ban all abortions in Alabama within 2 weeks of conception. Her legislation will be filed today. If passed, it could allow for murder charges related to the killing of a fetus. Former Vice President Democrat Joe Biden facing a second accuser who claims he touched her inappropriately.
Biden has yet to say he's running for president in 2020, but House Speaker Nancy Pelosi asked about it by reporters on Capitol Hill. She says the accusations don't disqualify him.
USA's Robin Walensky, the second woman, says Biden rubbed noses with her in 2009. This is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year. A month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo speaking to an audience of military leaders at the U.S. Army's War College in Pennsylvania. USA Radio's John Clemens with the story.
Part of Mr. Pompeo's message delivered to an audience at the U.S. Army's War College in Carlisle, Pennsylvania, was about the role the military plays that is intertwined with the role around the world with U.S. diplomacy.
We can keep men and women serving in uniform all across the world safe. We can cause them to have to work a little less hard and take a little less risk, with the flip side being that we can't be successful at that without you having an enormous level of preparedness, of readiness, and leadership.
I'm John Clemens.
And some movement in the market to the upside. Taking a look now at your money, your portfolio certainly looking better on Wall Street, the Dow gaining 329 points to close at 26,258, the NASDAQ up almost 100 points, and the S&P 500 up almost 33 points. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA when you click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
More Americans are avoiding health care for fear of bankruptcy, as it's driving others into massive debt. A new Gallup survey out this morning finds Americans borrowed $88 billion last year just to cover health care expenses, and one in four people just avoided health care altogether. Even well-to-do households expressing big concern over spiraling costs for health care. A Missouri death row inmate's lethal injection case is out after the Supreme Court rejected a challenge based on the inmate's rare medical condition. Russell Bucklew, convicted for murder and sentenced to death 22 years ago, claims lethal injection would cause him immense pain because extensive tumors in his throat would rupture. The Supreme Court voted 5-4 against his case yesterday, saying Bucklew failed to show that an alternative method of execution would be any better. A new tax on Netflix and other streaming services could be coming to the state of Illinois. A bill that's in the state house there would establish the Video Service Tax Modernization Act and Entertainment Tax Fairness Act. It would charge a 1% tax for watching. State leaders are also considering taxes on plastic bags and e-cigarettes. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, in the midst of it, politics, it's just amusing. You know, you watch what is going on. You know, the Democrats are jumping up and down. They need that Mueller report. We want this out, and it's going to be this deadline, and this is the way it happens. Has to happen because we say so, really. I mean, let's abandon all rule. And let's get the Mueller report and forget about any kind of grand jury procedures and, you know, trying to protect privacy rights or anything like that. No, we want the fully unredacted form because we know that in the bottom of all that manure, there is a pony down there. We know that for sure. And almost as wacky is the president saying, look, at we want the Republicans to pick up the Affordable Care Act once again. Look, at they had time to do something about it. John McCain put his thumb the wrong way. Maybe he got dyslexic and got confused or something. But anyway, that messed up that whole plan. And so here we are with a divided Congress. And so why would the president say, Republicans are going to lead the charge on reforming and doing whatever they can to bring back to life the Affordable Care Act. Our next guest, Dr. Michael Busler, public policy analyst, economics expert, and a professor of finance at Stockton University in New Jersey, is with us. Michael, make sense out of the unsensible.
Good morning, Bill. How are you? Hey. Always my pleasure to be here.
Hey, good to have you with us, buddy. Appreciate it.
Yeah. So most people are saying, and most advisors are saying to President Trump, look, you should just ease up on some of these things. You got a big victory out of the Mueller report. The full report, less what has to be redacted, will be out within a week or two. That's going to probably have you looking even better. Mm-hmm. So why don't you just stop fighting and bask in your victory for a while? Take
exactly.
A victory laps.
At least two.
Be positive.
Right. At least two. And even if you get a flat tire around the way, that's okay. You can get out of the car and wave the flag a little bit and have a good time. But why bring up this stuff that you don't even have a fair shot at winning?
Yeah. So, and that's exactly the way politicians think and the way they've thought forever. The thing is, President Trump is not a politician.
Mm-hmm.
He's a business person. A politician would do exactly what we just said, which is the politically correct thing to do. A business person sees a serious problem, and especially if it affects your bottom line, mm-hmm. business standpoint, will confront the problem as quickly as possible and try to come up with a solution. So President Trump says, look, the Affordable Care Act was already deemed unconstitutional by a judge in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
It'll go through an appellate process, likely get to the Supreme Court, probably around this time next year. They'll render a decision, and it usually takes them 90 days. So a decision will come out in June or July, right in the middle of a presidential election. And he believes, and I think he's right, that the Supreme Court will say that they'll agree with the original court decision that Obamacare is now unconstitutional. Mm. And the reason for that, I think, is relatively simple. It's against the law. Congress has no right to force people to buy a product. Mm. And that was the argument originally put forth back in 2010. Now,
And Justice Roberts decided to ameliorate that with his own idea, right?
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Okay. So
Judge Roberts says, yes, that's true. However, what's in the provision says if you don't buy health insurance, you have to pay a penalty, eventually 1% of your income. The Obama administration called it a penalty because they didn't want to use the word tax.
Mm-hmm.
Politically, I understand that. But John Roberts said, look, what you're doing is placing a tax on people, and you have a right, that Congress has a right to tax people. Now, the question is, who do you tax? Well, who you're going to tax are people who have not purchased health insurance. Just like if I was going to put a tax on gasoline, mm-hmm. who would I tax? Anybody who bought gasoline.
Right.
So John Roberts, although I personally don't agree with the logic, but his logic was it's a tax, and all you're deciding is who to place the tax on, and you're going to place it on people that don't have health care. Therefore, it is constitutional. However, in 2017, Congress got rid of that penalty tax.
Mm-hmm.
Now, since there is no tax, you can't force people to buy a product. That means there's an unconstitutional component to the law, which could strike the whole law down.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what's going to happen.
Exactly.
Rather than have a crisis in the summer of 2020, in the middle of a presidential election, President Trump did what a business person would do, is confront the problem immediately, even though all of his political allies tell him that's the wrong thing to do.
Well, Michael, and I appreciate that argument that you lay out. And being a businessman, you're exactly right. We go to the problem and we fix it with rapidity and with a sense of urgency. And every once in a while, I see this sense of urgency that Donald Trump has that nobody else has in government.
Yes.
You know, they just do not want to move. But, you know, what I keep thinking is that, look, he is a unique man for the times, and we could be accomplishing a lot more, whether it has to do with the economy, you know, trade, you name it, because he's got all this energy and focus. And he is really, you know, shaking things up here.
Yes.
But meanwhile, the Democrats, Nancy Pelosi et al. And Schumer, are doing everything they can to impede any kind of progress to really get this country back on track. And for us to, I mean, just even 2.5 years with his hands tied behind his back, all the negative media, Michael. I mean, I was talking with Jerome Corsi earlier this morning, and I just said, you tell me anybody that the Democrats are offering right now, the 15 candidates, you can extend it one more, 16, and throw Joe Biden in the mix, and you tell me how long they would put up with anything that this president, I mean, if you give them 1 week, I'll give you a week to just deal with 1 week's worth of grief that this president has had to deal with the mainstream media and a resistant Congress.
Yeah, you know, you bring up some excellent points. Look at how much the president has been able to accomplish in terms of foreign policy, economic policy, even some social policy. With the prison reform, he's been able to do so much. And you bring up a good point. Every single Democrat in Congress votes against him virtually every time. More than 90% of the media coverage of President Trump is negative, and there's people in his own party who don't support him. Even with all that, he's been able to get a tremendous amount done. And you're right again. If these people, if people would start cooperating with him, even just a little bit, he'd be able to get a lot more done. It appears to me that what a politician's supposed to do, an elected official, is put the needs of the country first, and then the needs of your party second. it appears to me that the Democrats have that backwards. They
clearly
put the needs of their party first and then the needs of the country.
Michael, the other thing the president is dealing with is these moles that have been left over from the Obama regime.
Yes.
And as someone said, when they finally find out who, I think Mike Mulvaney was saying, they find out who has been revealing the president's private schedule, they'll find out just how difficult it is to get rid of a public alleged servant, quote unquote. We'll see.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Bad breath and bad gas.
PD stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
At least $5,000 in vet bill.
Creams, antibiotics, sprays.
No results.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Her coat is now soft. It's silky. It's healthy and shiny and glossy.
She's got life. She's got energy.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Dynavite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Perhaps we can arrange a meeting.
Your opinion really does matter.
A new age has begun.
Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like us. Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Dr. Michael Busler continues with us. You know, Michael, the whole issue of the Affordable Care Act that really galls me right now is even today. I mean, we're talking about maybe, you know, resolving this. President Trump threw it out there. Now says, maybe we'll deal with it after the 2020 election. Nancy Pelosi went just, all kind of gaga over this. She thought, oh, great, you know, the Republicans are picking up this albatross and, you know, it gets it further away from us, but they were the ones that created this thing to begin with. All that set aside, as you were saying earlier, the point is that what about the people? What about the people that go and are looking to be serviced by Obamacare and they have nothing? And I can tell you personally, our son, who moved, he's still in California. He moved from Huntington Beach to Oceanside. He had Obamacare. But do you realize just that move from out of the Orange County into San Diego County, he's got to do the whole process of Obamacare all over again?
Yeah, the way the whole thing was set up is it's very difficult to have a program like that work. You know, if you look at this kind of from the big picture, I think the real problem and why the Democrats and Republicans can't agree is that there's a difference in the priorities of the goals.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, historically, and the Republicans still take to the view, there are three goals, for the healthcare system, and the priority should be, with the Republicans, the highest quality care, number one goal.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, the most reasonable price you can get. Number three would be try to cover as many people as possible. So quality, cost, and then coverage. The Democrats have it the other way around. Their top goal is to cover as many people as possible, then take a look at the cost, and then at the bottom, the third goal is quality.
Mm-hmm.
As long as the priority of those goals are different for each party, they're going to have a very difficult time coming up with a plan that they can agree upon. And ultimately, what's going to have to happen is instead of pushing the Affordable Care Act through without one Republican vote,
mm-hmm.
or instead of pushing through what President Trump tried without one Democrat vote, we need a policy that some Democrats and some Republicans can agree with. That's the way our political system is supposed to work. And the reason we have such a problem today is each side, instead of seeing a problem and trying to seek a solution to the problem, each side goes in with the idea we're going to sell our position.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as you try to sell a position rather than seek a solution, it's very difficult to come up with a good answer. So they've got to get the priorities straight, and they have to go in with the idea of finding solutions rather than saying mine is the only way to go.
Exactly. Well, and the other thing, Michael, here to consider is that their motivation is reelectability. Can this reelect me? Is this going to compromise my reelection, or is it going to compromise any kind of fundraising? They see things through that filter. That's what you were saying earlier, that it's me focused. It's not the country focus. I mean, this is supposed to be a government up for by we the people, but if the people don't stand up and hold them accountable to that, then it becomes all about greed and their own self-interest, and we have the 21st century government that we have today. How you broke down the perspective and priorities of the two parties is brilliant. You're exactly right, and I hope the audience is grasping that and understanding this is the problem. Because the other thing that goes on, because of electability, they want to know, okay, what other Christmas ornaments are attached to anything that I approve that I can claim some victory over? And this is why you get these convoluted bills that are all about, that are supposed to be about affordable health care, and then tied to it is a bridge to nowhere or some other personal interest, because you got to get that senator involved. He's got to have his pet project fed if you're going to get his vote, right?
Right, and that's the way the even the whole budget process tends to work like that. But again, in theory, ours is supposed to be a system for the majority without infringing upon the basic rights of anyone. So whenever you're trying to come up with a policy or a plan or a law, it should benefit the majority of the people. With the Affordable Care Act, prior to the Affordable Care Act, 85% of Americans had health insurance, mm-hmm. and they were generally very pleased with it. They didn't like the cost of it, mm-hmm. but they were generally pretty pleased. Today, 91% of Americans have health care coverage. So the Affordable Care Act helped 6% of the population, roughly 20 million people, to become insured. Meanwhile, the other 300 million who were happy with their insurance before end up paying more because they have to pay for these 20 million that couldn't pay for themselves. So they're paying more. The quality is going down because they many times they can't see the doctors that they want to see or go to the hospitals they want to go to. And
I thought Barack Obama said we could keep our same doctor. No?
He did say that. It didn't quite work out that way.
Oh, okay. Yeah, along with the shovel-ready jobs, right?
Exactly. And the last point is that many of these plans have deductibles that are so high that you can't really use them. I was talking to some friends of mine, and they said, look, their son was in an accident. He sprained his wrist or something, had to go to the hospital. Their plan said they have a $7,000 deductible.
Deductible, right.
It cost them nearly $5,000 in hospital bills just to get his son's wrist reset and put in a cast. And they said to me, what's the good of having health insurance if you can't use it?
Mm-hmm.
So there's big problems here. We all agree there's big problems. Whether the Democrats say, well, just modify what we have, the Republicans say it's so far out of whack, we should start over. Either way, the parties really have to get together and put the needs of the country first.
Mm-hmm.
Figure out what the priorities should be, put the needs of the country first. Let's get something that we all can at least live with, even if it's not perfect for either side, get something we can live with and something that'll push the country forward. Remember, this healthcare is about 17% of the total GDP. So you're talking about an extremely large number here.
Well, and a fifth or a sixth of our economy. Come on. I mean, this thing is, but outside of this, you know, originally, remember when they were talking about this, Barack Obama and the Dems were talking about this donut hole of people, these people that were not served, about 30 million people. My question from day one and still remains, of that 30 million people, how many of those did we service? And what you're telling me is that we serviced some of those 30 million people at the expense of the 85% that were very happy. And so, this is your government, causing an itch that nobody had. They manufactured this in much the same way they did back in the 60s with the war on poverty. And here we are, 22 trillion dollars plus and counting for the war on poverty, and we go from 15% to 15.1%. This is brilliant. I mean, let's give another project to the government, right?
Yeah, the problem with giving things to the government is exactly opposite to what the Democrats would say. The Democrats would say, look, if you give health care to the government, you eliminate all the profit that these health insurance companies were making, billions of dollars in profit, they'll note. So if you do away with that, make it a government agency, the government doesn't have to make a profit, so as a result, things should be cheaper. Well, that logic is exactly backwards.
Mm-hmm.
The government, you're right, is not motivated by profit, and if they have the entire market, there's no incentive for them to get the cost down.
Exactly.
In business, there's plenty of incentive. You want to increase your profit so you get the cost down, or you try to pick up some market share so you get the cost down so you can sell at a lower price and pick up market share. The government already has 100% of the market, no incentive to reduce costs there, and since they're not motivated by profit, there's no incentive to reduce costs. Every time the government has done something and it's switched to private enterprise, price has gone down significantly.
Free market wins.
Quality of the product, exactly.
Yeah, let them go across state lines. I'd say one thing and just see what happens there, Michael. Michael Bussler on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Professor. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Michael.
This report is brought to you by Blistex. Odor Eaters is back for their 44th annual fun yet smelly rotten sneaker contest. All participants at this national contest raised a stink by showing off their foul-smelling sneakers at the annual event. Children traveled from near and far to compete at this year's contest hosted at Ripley's Believe It or Not for a chance to win the national smelly title, $2,500, and tickets to the Broadway show Aladdin. But only one lucky pair of rotten sneakers can be crowned the winner, and they belong to 15-year-old Seneca Slocum from Eagle River, Alaska. And while scientists thought that the human nose could only detect about 10,000 different smells, they recently discovered that this number increased to 1 trillion, making it possible for our judges to find a new foul scent on every sniff. George Aldridge, NASA's chief sniffer.
This year's participants really brought the smells with the foulest of odors. Kids are known for getting into some stinky messes, but these kids sure have a talent.
For more information, visit odoreaters.com. Again, that's odoreaters.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
An Alabama state lawmaker considering banning all abortions in that state. Republican Representative Terry Collins announcing yesterday that she's filing legislation that would overturn Roe v. Wade, and she wants to ban all abortions in Alabama within 2 weeks of conception. Her legislation will be filed today. If passed, it could allow for murder charges related to the killing of a fetus. Former Vice President Democrat Joe Biden facing a second accuser who claims he touched her inappropriately.
Biden has yet to say he's running for president in 2020, but House Speaker Nancy Pelosi asked about it by reporters on Capitol Hill. She says the accusations don't disqualify him.
USA's Robin Walensky, the second woman, says Biden rubbed noses with her in 2009. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The Aztec calendar has his Cinco de Mayo party chiseled in. The front of his house looks like it was built by the Mayans, because it was. The contents of his tacos refuse to fall from the shell. He can open a piñata with a wink and a smile. If you were to see him walking a chihuahua, it would still look masculine. Several saints share his likeness, or vice versa, depending on who you ask. Dicing onions doesn't make him cry. It only makes him stronger. He has never filled up on chips. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Bill Martinez Live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. Good to have you with us. And, you know, springtime. It's here, right? You can kind of just smell it and get ready. And, you know, there's just something special about spring, and especially when it comes to cooking and things you can do in the kitchen, right? It's as they say, and as I said, it's almost here, and it's time to bring some sunshine into your cooking. But let me ask you, is your kitchen ready? Well, being prepared with the right items means you are set for preparing quick, quality meals without a lot of stress, money, or time. Does that make sense? Smart shopping and stocking means less waste and more go-to items for those times pressed, weeknight meals and spring celebrations and all that good stuff. Well, we got cookbook author Parker Wallace back. But it's been a while since you and I've talked. Where have you been hiding?
I know. I've been busy stocking my pantry.
Well, yeah.
I mean, a new refrigerator, actually.
Oh, really? You got a new refrigerator with all the new Fandango stuff on it and everything?
Well, I'm working on it.
Are you?
It's like, I like to think about it as putting a Lamborghini in my kitchen, so I need to make sure that it's totally ready to rock and roll and has all of the bells and whistles that I need.
Well, so, if it's one of those $200,000 refrigerators, hopefully you don't take it out like those guys. Did you see that crash of that Lambo? $200,000
no.
Guy crashes. It was at a car show. But don't crash your refrigerator, right? Okay. Yeah, it was
no,
pretty crazy.
No, stock it with good stuff.
Well, is it like one of those ones that talks to you and tells you when you're low on milk and cottage cheese and all that good stuff?
Well, I've decided to, you know, take that to the next level. And if they can just get hooked into my grocery delivery service, so then I don't even have to go online to order everything. It'll all be delivered. My refrigerator will just keep things...
Wow. I love the technology and all, but it's kind of scary because they know so much about you anymore, you know?
I know. And, you know, for me, it's all about making good decisions with the food that you're going to serve. Luckily
right.
for me, I live with a 6'4", 280-pound dude who basically eats me out of house and home. So there's no waste ever because there are no leftovers because he comes down in the middle of the night and eats everything.
Well, good fun. Well, we digress for just a moment because that's the way we roll here between Parker and I. But look, setting yourself up for success in the kitchen this spring is what it's all about. And it's as simple as having a well-stocked pantry ready for the season. And it's various festivities now. Parker is with us to make sure that we're ready to go. She is the chef and lifestyle expert with everything that we need to know. So break it down. What's on your list of well-stocked pantries this spring?
Yeah, you know, Bill, on my list of must-makes, obviously you got the rack of lamb, the honey-glazed ham, roast chicken. These are some of my springtime favorites.
Mm-hmm.
But what better side dish than a fluffy, delicious serving of mashed potatoes to go with them?
Oh, yes.
So my pantry is always stocked with Idahoan mashed potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
They're real potatoes, real easy, delivering homemade taste on demand.
Mm-hmm.
So they're made from 100% real Idaho potatoes, and they're ready in just minutes. You just add water, and then you get this amazing taste, incredible texture. They've actually earned the title of America's favorite mashed potatoes. And I have really, I wish you could, like, taste it right now because I've whipped up the buttery home-style mashed potatoes.
Yeah, okay, tell
me. They're also available in delicious flavors like roasted garlic or cheese, butter, and herb. And they're blended with real cheeses and authentic seasonings. So a must-have in my pantry, Idaho mashed potatoes.
You're 6'4", dude. He doesn't even have a shot. I mean... Is he waving the white flag of surrender all the time you're in the kitchen?
Pretty much. No, I found him in the kitchen with the mashed potatoes trying to make potato pancakes. I'm like, okay, babe, let's just leave it to the professionals.
Right, exactly. Step away.
Get away from, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Well, there, you know, when you start talking about Idaho mashed potatoes and Idaho potatoes, I still remember the first time I had a real Idaho potato. Parker, we were on a skiing trip and we go through Idaho and my goodness, it's like pineapple from Hawaii, you know, ripe off the vine. It was so pickin' delicious. So yes, anytime you can get your hands on Idaho, anything just about, it is just, it is beyond compare, no doubt about it. So, all right, let's get out of the potatoes for just a moment. What other staples? I'll get fixated on you.
Talking about, you know, my Lamborghini refrigerator, well, remember that your pantry stretches to the fridge and the freezer, too. So you want to keep key items there so it's easier to enjoy really smart nutrition choices.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my favorite ways to start the day, Bill, is with Two Good Greek low-fat yogurt by Danone North America. They're the leading maker of yogurt in the U.S. And Two Good is a total game changer in the yogurt aisle. I'm so proud to have partnered with them. Its unique, patent-pending, slow-straining process removes most of the sugar from the milk used to make yogurt. As a result, it has 2 grams of total sugar per serving, which is about 85% less sugar than average yogurt. It also has 12 grams of protein, 3 grams of carbs, 80 calories per cup. And it comes in 5 delicious, creamy flavors like vanilla, mixed berry, peach, strawberry, blueberry. And I've made a light, creamy guacamole dip adding Two Good vanilla Greek low-fat yogurt to my guacamole recipe. I also have incorporated it into a pancake topping. So you can really just, it's just delicious.
You're so much fun. I mean, you make cooking fun. This sounds great. Hey, we're visiting with Parker Wallace, creator of What's on Parker's Plate. It's a blog with daily recipes and cooking tips for all palates. She has a regular segment for CBS Atlanta titled What's on Parker's Plate. Can you imagine? The people in Hotlanta are just so excited to get the inside skinny on what Parker's up to. Okay, you know, our folks are busy. Everything, you know, everybody's time deprived these days. So give me three really quick go-to meals for springtime that, you know, kind of just make it work and remind you that it's spring. What do we do?
Well, two suggestions right off the bat. Making, especially when you're talking about your pantry, make a really good spice rub, and not just one that you buy at the grocery store, but you can, I go to my farmer's market in Atlanta, and I'll get some of the coriander seeds, I'll get some cumin and some chili powder, or grind a little bit of pepper up with a bit of brown sugar, and you make your own spice rub that you can put on lamb or steak or fish.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that you can do, especially with the fresh herbs that are all out, whether it's you're picking them from your garden or grabbing them at your local grocery store, taking a handful of parsley and basil, and then in the food processor, mix up a little bit of garlic, shallot, lemon zest, and a pinch of salt, and then some olive oil. Put that together, and then you can, it's almost like a marinade, but you can cook chicken in it, you can do fish with it, and it just gives it that really gorgeous pop of color and, more importantly, flavor.
Oh, yeah, flavor's good. It's always flavor, right? Hey, we got to leave it right there. We're out of time. But real quick, remind everybody where they can go for more information, Parker.
Thanks, Bill. You can go to Idahoan.com and also lightandfit.com/2-good for more information.
Hey, just for you, ladies and gentlemen, Parker Wallace, creator of What's on Parker's Plate, right here on Bill Martinez Live. Parker, happy spring to you and happy cooking, huh?
Happy spring to you. I look forward to talking again soon.
You got it. Take care. Bye-bye. Feel like many of us, all the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind that helps with mental distraction and supports memory function like nothing I've ever experienced. Go to BillMartinezLive.com now. Check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to BillMartinezLive.com for all the details to start to live, feel, and be young again.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank, member FDIC.
This report is brought to you by the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, a contractor to the Beef Checkoff. Did you know 42% of people use their smart devices in the kitchen, and almost half of them have used it for cooking assistance? Modern technology is being applied in the kitchen in new and exciting ways. Now, advancements in artificial intelligence can even bring the skills of a chef and the knowledge of a rancher to the home kitchen with Chuck Knows Beef. Chuck Knows Beef, an all-knowing virtual beef expert powered by Google Artificial Intelligence, is here to meet the newest generation of family cooks with beef inspiration and technology. Chuck's knowledge can be easily accessed through a smart speaker. Jennifer Jasinski, chef and restaurant owner.
Chuck was designed to fit consumer needs with instant access to recipes, cut and nutrition information, and cooking tips wherever they happen to be. He can serve a great steak recipe and even text you the shopping list.
For more information, visit ChuckKnowsBeef.com. Again, that's ChuckKnowsBeef.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. We're here at NRB Proclaim 19 in Anaheim, California, just around the corner from Disneyland, having a good time. And guess who just walked in? Devon Franklin.
Hey,
Devon Franklin, award-winning film and TV producer, New York Times best-selling author, international speaker, and spiritual success coach. Of course, known for Miracles from Heaven, Heaven is for Real. Spend a lot of time in the clouds in heaven.
That's why we break through. I'm coming back down.
That's right. Breakthrough. What an incredible movie.
Oh, gosh. Thank you.
You know, I was telling Jason Noble was here earlier.
Oh, was he?
And I said, Jason, I have never seen this before. I mean, I'm in a movie house. People are crying in the trailer.
Yeah. It's kind of
powerful,
it's unbelievable, right? Unbelievable.
Wow.
Yeah, and what's great is that what I love about that is that the same way when you see a comedy trailer and you go to the movie and you laugh,
right,
with Breakthrough, you know, you see a trailer that makes you cry, and then you go to the film and you cry in a good way. So
yeah.
The trailer is a good indication of what you're going to get in the film.
But I will say that in some comedy movies that you laugh in, that's all the funny part, you know, sadly.
That's true.
But in this particular case, let me tell you, Breakthrough is such a powerful movie. I mean, how did this project come
across? You know, I was promoting Miracles from Heaven, mm-hmm. and while I was promoting Miracles from Heaven, I was on a program where I came across the real family. And I heard Joyce and John and Pastor Jason tell their story firsthand. And after the program was over, I went to them and said, hey, I got to be a part of this.
Right.
Let me help you tell your story. I'm a producer. This is what I do. Mm-hmm. And they said, okay. And we started the process and started working on the story. And, you know, here we are 3 years later and the movie's about to come out. And it's just it's amazing to me. It's mm-hmm. totally proof that faith works on so many levels.
Right.
In addition to Joyce praying John back to life after he died falling through a frozen lake. To me, getting the movie made
right.
is truly an act of faith, and it's amazing to see what God is doing.
Well, John is an absolute walking miracle because he should not have survived.
No. No, he should be dead right now.
Anybody else in that cold of water for that length of time, you know, as the one EMT said, this is about recovery.
Totally,
yeah.
Totally. This is going to be a recovery, not a rescue.
Right.
Because Joyce, his mother, you know, went in that emergency room and she said, I'm not going to say goodbye.
Yeah.
And she chose not to allow what she saw to impact what she believed.
Uh-huh.
And she prayed over him, and next thing you know, boom, he comes back to life.
What about the impact that it had on the other EMT and rescuer that you show in the movie, he was, you know, he considered himself to be an atheist.
Yes.
But he heard something
yes.
that directed him.
Yes.
Is that true to the story, the original
yeah.
story?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's all very true. And, you know, Tommy Shine is still a firefighter in St. Louis. I mean, or St. Charles. And what was amazing is, you know, just recently he began to acknowledge God.
Wow.
Just recently. I mean, in the past couple weeks.
Wow.
So it's been a journey since that moment.
Unbelievable.
And it's incredible yeah. to see his progress since then.
Well, you know, sometimes that's what it takes, you know,
yeah.
and but that's the way God is. You know, God's not impatient.
No.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, he puts up with us knuckleheads.
That is true.
Right.
That is true.
Yeah.
Thankfully.
Yes. Amen to that. And so for you, as you're developing this story and putting everything together, do you have this sense that, you know, God's hand was all over this? Or?
You know what? I think a lot of times we don't know His hand is on it until we move in faith.
Yes.
So, you know, I felt compelled to talk to them, but I didn't know, you know, if there was a movie there. I knew that the praying John back to life was interesting,
mm-hmm.
but I knew it wasn't enough to make a movie in and of itself.
Mm-hmm.
So as I started talking to them and the family and got more information, I realized, oh, the story wasn't over with the prayer. That was just the beginning.
Right.
And so it was, you know, as the story started to unfold, I realized, oh, here's how I can make it into a movie. So I saw God's hand, you know, getting it set up at Fox, getting a director. I mean, every step, you know, I've been able to see that God is in it.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately, the final step is going to be when it comes out the box office.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, God, I'm believing that this is going to break through at the box office,
right,
Lord.
Right.
You know, not my will, but your will be done.
Right, right.
So we're going to see, you know, because all roads lead to this release,
right.
and we'll see what his intent is.
And that's the thing about God. It always comes to that point. You say release, so release of the movie, but it's also release of your creativity, the team's work on this, just to say, God, it's in your hands. I mean, this
yeah.
is what you called us to do.
Now you
the
go.
Rest is up to you.
The rest is up to you, Lord.
Yeah.
We've done everything we can do, and we've been traveling the country, and myself and Chrissy Metz and Pastor Jason, John, Joyce. We have a whole team that's on board, and we've been going hard since, I think, almost August of last year, if I'm correct.
Wow.
August or September
wow.
of last year. And it's been a labor of love. And the thing about it, people love the movie.
Right.
And, you know, our trailer has over 110 million views online.
Unbelievable.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's crazy what God is doing. And, you know, we're just excited.
Uh-huh.
People feel like this film is really going to be transformative for so many lives. And that's why I love to do entertainment, because I believe entertainment can change our lives for the better.
Right.
And I'm committed to making content that can do that. And I believe Breakthrough is the type of film that can do that.
And there is something powerful about entertainment, that it crosses all lines and all demographies, right?
Yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. I mean, entertainment, for better or worse, is incredibly influential.
Mm-hmm.
It's shaping hearts and minds every single day.
Right.
Every single minute yeah. of every single day.
Amen. Yeah.
Something that someone produced,
mm-hmm.
something that someone wrote, something that someone is starring in, a song that someone has written, someone's performed, is changing someone's mind even as we talk.
Yeah, exactly.
So for me, I'm like, wow, that's a powerful revelation. And how do I do my part to use that for good?
And when you were a little kid growing up, who would have thought this is where you'd
exactly.
be, right?
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's absolutely amazing.
What a journey.
Without a doubt.
It is a good God we serve.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Amazing God.
Yeah. Now, I alluded to this a moment ago in terms of, you know, maintaining the storyline, the actual storyline. And you said, yes, in that particular part it was. But that was consistent throughout the movie. So the way the story unfolded, it's a pretty fair depiction in the movie.
Yeah, all that was true.
Right.
All that happened. You know, I mean, everything. I mean, him going through the ice, being trapped for 15 minutes, being rescued miraculously, worked on for another 45 minutes, being prayed back to life by his mother. You know, the doctor at the other hospital saying, hey, I don't know if this is going to work. And Joyce challenging him. Him needing to Joyce needing to surrender, John waking up in 72 hours. I mean, you know, all that happened.
Yeah.
It's all true.
Boy, I'll tell you, my thought is that how many mama's prayers are we going to hear now?
Yes.
What Joyce ignited and what you show on the screen like that. I mean, you know, Jesus said, look, if you have faith, you can tell that mountain, get out of here. Right?
That's right.
And here's a mama that had the faith.
Yes,
and
she sure did.
Even the dad. I mean, nothing to say anything, but his belief was to the level. But his wife helped him expand his belief.
That's right.
By the end of the movie.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. And that is so powerful. And sometimes, you know, you just need one to believe to help the unbelief of so many others.
Mm-hmm. Well, we talked the importance of prayer, and there's no doubt that prayer, the way you've brought it on the big screen, it's going to be ignited. I just mentioned that moms, dads, I think all level of people are going to look at that and say, hey, you know, it's time to get back on my knees.
Amen. I hope that that happens.
Yeah.
Because prayer does change things.
Well, without a doubt. From a minister's perspective, what do you hope that pastors take away from this story?
You know, I hope that pastors take away from the story that they are inspired by, you know, Pastor Jason.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the fact that he says in the movie, listen, I don't know what God's going to do with John.
He's very raw and honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I know what I'm supposed to do is to walk with you.
Amen.
And I think that so often ministry today is focused on the pulpit, not the pew.
Yes. Amen.
And I think this shows it's really about the pew.
Right.
I mean, what happens in the pulpit is, you know, 1 hour a week, mm-hmm. maybe, for a long service, and in some instances, 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And so often we focus on, okay, that's ministry. Well, ministry is more than that.
Right.
You know, it's about interceding in the lives of the congregants and letting them know as a minister that you care. And so my hope is that people will be inspired by Pastor Jason and get back to pew ministry.
Right.
And not so much just focusing on the pulpit.
And as he says, are you prepared to leave the 99 for the one?
There you go.
Because 18 hours a day, Devon?
Yeah.
He's alongside this kid that's
yep.
in a coma.
That's just, to me, that's real ministry.
Yeah.
That's exactly what God calls us to do. And I love the fact that he hasn't left their side yet. He's still with them right now.
And the way, you know, as you say, God's purpose throughout this. I mean, here we are. We're talking about
yeah.
it. The multiplication factor of your words going out.
Yep.
Not only nationally. I mean, this is a nationally syndicated show, but it goes around the world.
Wow.
People are hearing right now, just as you said a moment ago, even down to the word.
Yeah.
Making
yeah.
an impact, right?
Amen. It's so important.
Yeah. So after everything is all said and done and people see the movie, what do you want them to take away from Breakthrough?
You know, I want them to take away, you know, this just simple idea. Speak life.
Mm-hmm.
Period. Speak life. And no matter what you're going through, speak life.
Mm-hmm.
Even when things look bad, speak life.
Right.
That's what Joyce did. And as a result, the impossible happened. And I think so often we speak negative. Because we don't control the result,
mm-hmm.
period. End of story. God does.
Mm-hmm.
However, we participate in the result.
That's right.
So if we speak life, I think our lives will change for the better.
Mm-hmm.
And my hope is that people will walk out of the theater speaking life, feeling loved, giving love, and knowing that they matter.
Well, you imagine the hearts and minds that are going to be changed as a result of this movie. And as you say, coming together shoulder to shoulder, back to back,
yeah.
you know, for the cause of freedom and life and that which is righteous. I mean,
yes.
This is awesome, Devon.
Yes.
I mean, you're a blessing, and you've been a blessing to all of us, people of faith, and those that will soon to be entering into the family of
Amen.
Faith as
I
well.
I love that.
And I'm so grateful for you and all your
Thank
hard
you,
work
Bill.
And the team that you've assembled together. Ladies and gentlemen, Devon Franklin has been with us, and as you can tell, a real special blessing. And we've been talking about Breakthrough, which
yes.
is coming soon, right?
April 17th. It'll be in theaters Wednesday, April 17th, just in time for Easter weekend. And we're just praying and believing for a breakthrough at the box office this Easter.
Yeah, just remember, when you think it's Friday, Sunday's coming, right?
There you go.
Amen.
There it is.
The breakthrough. Where can they go for more information?
They can go. You can find me on Instagram at Devon Franklin, DeVon Franklin. And you can also follow us at Breakthrough Movie on Instagram. And you can buy your tickets right now. Go to BreakthroughTickets.com.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit EscapeRightNow.com. Do it now. It's free. EscapeRightNow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. EscapeRightNow.com.